Commentator Frank DeFord says it shouldn't be so hard to pick a winner in the women's college basketball tournament.
Every now and then, one team dominates its sport for a decade or so. The Yankees a couple of times, Bill Russell's Celtics, Johnny Wooden's UCLA champions. But think about it. It's rare still for two teams to stand even longer at the top concurrently as twin spheres of superiority. But that's the way it's been in women's college basketball for what seems like forever, as Tennessee and Connecticut have taken turns ruling their game. Since 1995, both the Lady Vols and the Huskies have won five NCAA championships apiece, so that all the other women's teams in the country have split a measly four between them. And this year, Connecticut will almost surely win again, succeeding Tennessee as champion, meaning that the dynamic distaff duo will have won 11 of the last 15 NCAA titles. I really don't think it's hyperbole to say that should some team somehow beat Connecticut in the tournament, that would constitute the greatest sports upset in the U.S. in this millennium. Really, this year's UConn team has dominated its competition more thoroughly than any domestic team I can think of in any major sport. I welcome other nominations. In racking up 33 straight victories so far, the Huskies have won every game by double digits. They are so much better than everyone else that they took the Big East tournament final by whipping the fifth-best team in the country, Louisville, by 39 points, more than doubling the poor loser's score. Get it? The nation's fifth-best team doubled. Now, there is one modulating note to all this. UConn and Tennessee do have a lot of patsies to beat up on. Many universities, and they know who they are, who concentrate on men's basketball and often football as well, still exercise a double standard and simply don't put enough effort into fielding equivalently good women's teams. But that's not the fault of Tennessee and UConn. And when they're at their best, they simply bring honor to how the game should be played. If I were a boys' high school coach, I would make it mandatory for my team to watch this year's Huskies playing the game correctly, exquisitely, at both ends of the court. Alas, the vast majority of fans infected with March Madness only get the male virus. It's just a shame that the most important women's team sport in America still wastes its visibility by scheduling its championship almost directly against the men. Now, would the Golden Globes go head-to-head against the Academy Awards? Women's basketball should start its season a month earlier and have its own February fever to showcase each year the glory that the coaches Pat Summitt at Tennessee and Gino Auriemma at UConn have wrought upon the court year after year.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.